Maybe you've tried them. Blue Apron or HelloFresh, services that for a monthly fee deliver all of the ingredients plus a recipe you'll need for a gourmet dinner right at home. That right there is one reason to skip dinner out at a restaurant. Site Eater says that industry made approximately $1.5 billion in 2016 alone. And now, says our next guest, restaurant owners might have another reason to be nervous, and it has everything to do with Amazon's bid to take over Whole Foods. I spoke with Bloomberg View columnist Virginia Postrel more about this.
Amazon offering to acquire Whole Foods rocked the grocery industry and retailing in general, because whenever Amazon makes a big move like this, it gets attention because Amazon has shown itself to be transformative in many industries. Supermarket chains have low margins. That's been true since forever. But in recent years, the competition has gotten even fiercer, and prices in supermarkets have been going down. Meanwhile, prices in restaurants have been going up. So the result is that the gap between cooking at home and going out to eat has been getting bigger. And while certainly Americans keep eating out a lot, people in the restaurant industry are very nervous about that. Well, here comes Amazon. Amazon is known for being customer focus, fierce competitor. Their prices are not always the lowest online, but they're certainly different from Whole Paycheck in their attitude. If they acquire Whole Foods, they'll almost certainly lower the prices of the sorts of things that Whole Foods sell, and they may use that as an entree into the prepared food business, which again competes with restaurants.
Right, and there's also this trend of grocerants where stores, like you said, like Whole Foods, are taking the deli counter to the next level, including sit-down meals, even waiters at some. Is this the type of competition to restaurants that you foresee expanding with this Amazon purchase?
Well, the Amazon purchase actually in some ways moves away from the full grocerant model, which is to say you don't sit down in Amazon. But it does mean that they may look at delivery services, or another thing is the sort of Blue Apron model, the meal kit model, where you cook it at home, but it comes with the menu decided and all the ingredients in the exact right proportions, and you make a fresh meal at home.
So what types of restaurants could be hurt by this new segment in the economy?
It may be more of a threat for, I would say, probably the same nice but not truly special occasion restaurants that are already under pressure from the fast casual models, because there still is an appeal to the restaurant experience. But as going out has become more and more common, merely eating someplace outside your home is no longer a special thing.
So who do you think in the end will win here? I mean, I guess the restaurant industry is not going to go away. The grocery industry is not going to go away. But I wonder, do you think that Amazon will force change?
Yes, I think the winner is the consumer. The consumer is likely to end up with more choice, more convenience, and possibly even better meals. This behavior on Amazon's part of being relentlessly focused on the customer experience to drive growth is good for the consumer. They behave, as someone observed, more like a startup and less like somebody who's just trying to, you know, pay back their shareholders. And that is good for those of us who buy stuff from them.
Virginia Postrel is a columnist with Bloomberg View. Virginia, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the show.